Actually, I was thinking I could help you. Name's Dan. I got a call from Corps Central. They said you need info on Ethereus for a retrieval mission.
Shamari, judging from the accent. Well, that fit with their desert surroundings. As far as Kata knew, the southernmost continent was all desert, with one or two mountain ranges and volcanoes thrown in to break up the monotony. He slid open the electronic locks, and the door hissed open, revealing the man in person.
"Come on in," he said in English.
When Dan tilted his head at him, Kata indicated Tau.
"My friend doesn't speak Trandalian."
"Off-worlder, huh?"
Like all Trandalians, Dan spoke English with the same ease as his own native language.
"And barely old enough to shave, it looks like. They really sending a couple of kids like you on a job like this? Ethereus is a pretty nasty planet."
"We've had some experience with nasty places," Tau said, not looking up from the menu.
Dan waited for a few moments to see if any more information would be forthcoming, then shrugged.
"Well, I guess you boys know your business, but I still think the Vasari's nuts."
"Believe me, we're not looking forward to it either," Kata assured him. "What have you got for us?"
"Maps, a contact chip for you to call Corps Central and tell them the job's done, and answers to any questions you got about your friendly neighborhood hell world."
Dan glanced over his shoulder at the minibar and raised an eyebrow.
"You mind?"
Kata shrugged. "Knock yourself out. Someone might as well get some good out of it." Dan opened the door and rummaged around before taking out a can of beer.
"Not a drinker, huh?"
He glanced at Tau.
"What about you? You drink?"
Tau nodded.
"Yes, often."
"Yeah? Man after my own heart. What's your poison?"
Tau's frown deepened, and he shot Kata a quizzical look.
"Anything non-alcoholic," Kata answered for him. "Same as me."
Dan chuckled.
"Couple of Yijin, huh? Well, fine. I can respect that."
He cracked open his drink and chugged it down, then took out another can and two sodas, opened those as well, and sat them down on the table, motioning Kata to a chair opposite.
"Take a load off. We might be here for a while. Ain't much of a talker, so best thing for us to do is sit down and you fire questions at me."
Kata sat down slowly and picked up his soda. He was getting much better at managing with his claws now, barely nicking the sides this time.
"Is it true that people hunting is legal on Ethereus?" he asked abruptly.
Bad enough they'd have Gen Tech and bounty hunters on their tails. If random hunters were going to start taking pot shots at them as well, then maybe Tau's suggestion of making a run for it wasn't such a bad one.